Saturday, 6th of February 2016, Waitangi Day. Today is Waitangi Day, the day we celebrate the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi in 1840. Waitangi is in the Bay of Islands in Northland. Here, the treaty between Queen Victoria's representatives and Maori chiefs was first signed. There were two versions of the treaty, a Maori language version and an English language version. As often happens with translations, the two sides had a different understanding of some parts of the treaty. This has sometimes led to anger. Although Waitangi Day is our national day, sometimes the protests are stronger than the celebrations. There were both protests and celebrations today. For the first time since he became Prime Minister, John Key did not attend because he was not allowed to speak at the marae. The Economic Development Minister, Stephen Joyce, did attend, and he was hit in the face when someone threw a rubber object at him. He was not hurt, but Mr. Key said it showed that his decision to stay away was the right decision. Meanwhile, in the South Island, 42 people became New Zealand citizens at a ceremony on a marae in Akaroa. Akaroa is a bay on Banks Peninsula, 1.5 hours drive from Christchurch. This was the first South Island place in which the treaty was signed in 1840. After the treaty was signed at Waitangi, it was taken around New Zealand so that more Maori could sign it. The journey took 7 months, as travel was only by horse or boat. Akaroa could be reached by boat.